Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Game. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the small business advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. It's just you and me. I got another segment I want to take and talk to just the two of us, just to have a little conversation about some things. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the main site where you can find all the things that we do here on the show. My columns are there, but also our brain trust. It's not all about me. It's about them too, and it's about you, and all that stuff is free. Everything is free there on the site. And the newsletter comes every Sunday afternoon by email. I hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll keep you up to date. It'll arrive in your email box between 4, 5, or 6 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, depending on where you are in the country and in the world. Thank you for subscribing. And if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe, and I'll never know. So check it out, and all the other things that are there. We built it all just for you, and also the website for my books, go to jimblasingame.com and you'll find my book, The Third Ingredient, and then also the Age of the Customer, my last two, both award-winning books. So I wanted to continue to talk about what I call the new regular. You know, you may have heard me over the years when people have used the word normal or new normal, I've corrected them. And I said, well, when you're hanging out with me, that word is not really appropriate. There's nothing normal about what goes on around here. And I'll tell you, folks, as I pointed out in the last segment, any concept, any vestige of normal in most of our lives was ejected from our orbit back in March of this year when the reality of the coronavirus pandemic hit us between the eyes, and it became obvious that we were going to have to take not only dramatic steps, but unprecedented steps. No one has ever gone through this before. We've never had this kind of an abrupt 1-2 punch to our economy and to our world. A health crisis in the form of a disease, a highly viral, highly deadly disease, but then the economic damage that's been done as a result of the response to the disease. That's a 1-2 punch that nobody living has ever had before. Maybe no one in the history of mankind has ever had anything like this to happen before. So what the reason I'm dramatizing this a little bit is to get your attention about what to be thinking about as we roll out of this. We're leaving behind the pre-pandemic economy, and we're rolling into a post-pandemic economy. And I think there are going to be some things that will be left behind. Some things will continue, but mostly I think there'll be fundamentals that will continue that transcend everything, like good behavior and cash flow, things like that. Relationships, I don't think that's going to change. But the expectations of your customers, their expectations of everything around them are going to be altered. I don't know how much change there'll be that will be altered. I believe customers, one of the things I think will happen is their post-pandemic personal safety behavior, right? The social distancing, the masks, the sanitizing, all that. I think their behavior with you will range from fearful to cautious. You've got to be prepared for all interactions with them, from a meeting to delivering products. You've got to be prepared for that range of responses, that range of behavior. One customer will require that your people wear gloves and masks And then, and you know, et cetera, et cetera. And, and show them how you've sanitized whatever you're delivering. Another customer will care less about it. Not care, not, I didn't say not care at all, but maybe less. You're going to have to be prepared to deal with that. Also, folks, I think you'd agree with me, and you may be surprised that I would say this, but I think emotions and feelings and sensitivity will be more on the sleeves. Customers will be wearing their feelings and their emotions and their sensitivity on their sleeves more than ever before. Maybe, and this is going to be the hardest for grizzled old operators like me. My wife would like for me to be a little more emotional, have my emotions and my feelings and my sensitivity a little out on my sleeve. She'd like that a little bit more. Maybe this will be good for me. But it's going to be the hardest for me. I'll have to think. You know, I'm a 20th century. I came up in the 20th century when we were given orders and we marched. And I've had to morph over the years. You and I've learned this together, haven't we, in the 21st century. This is going to be even more evident in the post-pandemic era. And two terms I want you to think about. The new regular that is being created by the post-pandemic era. The post-pandemic behavior and expectations of your customers is creating your new regular. And if you'll keep those things in your mind, then you'll be able to move around and make adjustments and to be variable and flexible as we move forward. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.